Hang Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
This week we welcome Michael Gruber. Grubes.
Whoa.
Hello. Soupy. You guys soulmate. Look great.
Little soulmate.
Basketball shorts?
Hold on.
Yes.
Can I ask what's going on now?
Joy to the world.
You have a mic.
Wait for the dog.
Why?
You opted for a drum roll
after the guest was announced.
The guest had already actually spoken. Not only was it
and like 10 seconds in, decided, you know what? I know it's 60 seconds. Let's just let it roll.
He's just nervous in front of Grubes.
I am. He's my
Why
leader.
Would you play that, Trey? Let's just go through your thought process.
I love Grubes.
Aw, you're doing great, buddy.
The fact that she was shot several times, which is usually, if you watch any of the crime shows, a crime of passion. An arrest was made late last night, and the person arrested is a juvenile. That's all the details I have. No, not New Orleans juvenile. How do you just have the bed for Ha up on your array?
He has everything.
I told you, he can't be replaced.
No, he can't. Dan, you can. I can.
Yes.
Jake can.
Easily.
Mino will live forever.
You know, Hank, this isn't easy for me, but would you mind not doing it on the show anymore? Because, frankly, I'll tell you the
wait
truth.
A minute. Are you telling me that when you do your, you do this, that isn't the same affectation? That isn't the same as my, hey now?
Yeah, you just said it again, and, you know, I asked you not to say it.
I can't say it off stage either?
It doesn't even exist. Use hey now in a sentence, Hank.
Hey now, that was real funny.
You know what, Hank? It's not even in the dictionary, hey now.
Okay, this is how I use hey now in a sentence, okay? You say, and of course, my sidekick, Hank.
And of course, my sidekick, Hank.
Hey now!
Hank?
That's a sentence.
No.
No, the Dodgers were on his no-trade. Were on his, were not on his no-trade list. Yu Darvish was ready to go to the Dodgers, or I believe other teams.
Hi, this is Grubes, and I never listen to the Hang Zone on the ticket.
Skibbity bebop, a Christopher Reeve, Sonny Bono, skis, horses, hitting some trees.
It's just afternoon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray, sit back, and hang in the Hang Zone.
I'm sure somebody on the Musers or the real hardline people or, you know, the Hang Show.
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
And they just tell me to leave. I'm like, okay, I'll leave.
Our female CEO, Julie Dobbs. Blake Jones. Blake Jones.
Curly Fries and Ranch.
And now, your Hang Zone hosts from noon to three. It's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
All right. We should turn off the TVs.
I got you.
All right. You know why? Because now I'm looking at NASA is planning to go back to the moon, and now I'm thinking about that. What are we going to do when we go back up there, bro?
Plus, I've been watching that Apple TV program about the moon. Have you started that yet?
I've not. Ted Lasso?
All right. It is Thursday, July 8th.
This doesn't feel like a butt Thursday.
No, it's already Thursday. It's effing awesome Thursday.
Yeah.
It is our 338th show with Dan and the Bearded Clam. 79 shows we've done out of the den. So 180 to go to catch up. What is up? What is up? What is up? It's the 8th.
It is the 8th.
Which makes it Octopus Day.
Octopus.
Which is not a land animal, I don't believe.
It's a water animal.
Yeah. So I had a conversation I wanted to tell you about that I just had with David Mino in the bathroom.
Oh, I have big bathroom news.
Go on.
Since you brought up the bathroom.
Yeah.
Today's a great day here at 3090 Novitski Way because they got, it's new urinal cake day. And they smell phenomenal. And they didn't stop there. They spared no expense.
Yeah.
They got mats. Is that what you were going to say?
Finally.
No, they do now have floor mats. So
they have mats because
me and Mina were just going everywhere. It didn't matter.
Well,
just
previously,
go on the floor.
Everyone else did.
Yeah, you'd stand in a puddle.
And you would have to, like, really try to do, like, a box jump to get your feet out of the stickiness of the urine
or the big,
on the ground.
The big spread leg, and you're kind of standing back about a foot and a half.
Right.
You're trying
stand
to arc
like
it.
Jeff Bagwell.
You had to. But now, there's a nice mat. There's a new...
No more beaten sawdust or whatever to try to dry it up.
Right. Major
kitty
upgrades.
Litter.
I feel like JoJo did great work in our bathrooms.
Well, the thing I was discussing with him had to do with masks, because when I go into the building, there is a sign there that says masks are still required, so I'll throw my mask on.
Masks?
Yet, it feels like I'm way in the minority, even Mino, big mask guy, was maskless in the bathroom. So I was just talking about the fact that I think I like wearing a mask in the bathroom at all times now. Because I'm not breathing in poo particles.
Poo particles.
You yes, like, science!
You feel like the...
But then Mino pointed out, yeah, but they're on the outside of your mask.
Mm.
So then I'll take my mask off with my hand.
Right. Now there's poop.
Then I'll rub
hand.
My eye, and now I've got pink eye. I mean, that's probably what's going to happen.
You can't win either way.
Right. You were at the
like wearing a mask,
food.
I just got, it's covered with COVID on the outside.
Right.
It's dripping off of the front of the mask. And so I can't take the mask off. Or I just have to shake my head above a fire and then let it just fall into the fire.
Do you think that the AMA or any sort of doctors association has linked poo particles to particular diseases you're worried about, or what's the main concern?
I was watching a documentary that described how you can get poo particles in your eye if somebody farts on a pillow.
Yeah.
What documentary was that?
I believe it was called Knocked Up.
Yeah, Knocked Up.
Yeah. It's real. It's about pregnancy, and it's just about life. You wouldn't understand.
I believe Harold Ramis' last appearance.
Really?
It's the last time I saw him, the great Harold Ramis.
Who had a falling out with Bill Murray, right?
Believe they briefly buried the hatchet just before the buzzer.
Just before death?
Yeah. I think that's the case.
I wonder who I have in my past that I'll just say, call up right before I die and be like, hey, man. I don't have any beefs with anyone, I don't think.
Oh,
I love everyone, and everyone loves me.
I'm quite certain I could.
That's what they say.
Scrounge up a few if I had to.
Will you like unblock people right before you die?
No,
just to give them. Oh,
I want to take that, but I do imagine a scenario where, on your deathbed, Nui is standing over you, and he reaches out one hand.
I got nothing wrong with Nui.
And you each shake hands, and then he takes his two fingers and puts them over your eyelids and says, shh.
Or he holds a pillow and smashes it into my face.
Walks over to the support machine and
squeezes the the IV thing closed so I'm not getting the nutrients.
The point is the bathroom is great now, so you don't even really need your mask in the bathroom. But I do still go with the mask. I don't know. I guess I'm a...
I like wearing the mask in the bathroom, though. Because then I'm not... I think it also blocks some smell.
I think it looks cool with my beard, too. Like, I think it... If you... This... I feel like this just looks...
Yeah, you can't even tell that you have a beard, or it looks like the beard's growing over your nose, because your mask is black.
Yeah.
And your beard is black.
I like it.
That beard's going good. How many days? I'm speaking weird. I got to call someone.
It should be 1 month from today, except I did tell Bob I would add a week for any time I shave my cheeks, and I did that twice. But I'm hoping the good officer will let me out on parole, good behavior, 1 month from today, which would have been a full 6 months.
Are we going to shave at training camp?
Sure.
On the air?
I mean, that won't be 6 months, so probably not.
Oh. Well, the week after, I think I'm on vacation, and I have to be here for the shaving. Don't I?
I guess. Never mind me. It's all about you.
Now you're talking. Today's Octopus Day.
Yeah.
We need to call the inventor of Octopus Day. Although, what is the time difference in Hawaii? What time is it in Hawaii?
6:20 a.m.
Oh, really? Do you think it's too early to call Julie?
I absolutely do. I think you might have a NHL assistant coach very angry with you in three.
Do you think she has...
Hello?
Do you think she has my name as...
Spray tan?
Hello?
Yeah, it like just says Murray? It says something else so Kelly won't get mad because I call her all
Hello?
The time.
Yeah.
Hello?
Julie Dobbs, please.
Hello? This is she.
Hey, Julie. It's your friends, Dan and Jake.
Hi, guys.
And Deddy. And Blake. And
Blake?
Mino. Deddy.
Oh, hi, Deddy.
Jacob Dedimore.
Oh, Daddy, he's got a nickname now. I don't know how it is.
Who's your daddy?
You gave him a hockey nickname, pretty much.
Sure. To honor you.
You sound wide awake. Jake was just admonishing me, saying I should not call you at 6:20 a.m. in the morning, Hawaii time. And I said, poppycock. She's up early to celebrate.
Yes.
Do you know what day it is?
It is Octopus Day, isn't it?
Yeah! It is!
Octopus Day, guys.
Why are you up? Why are you up right now?
Okay, so listen, the boys have already left. They left at 6 to go golfing. So I had to wake up because of the alarm clock. But with this time change, like, it's not like your body fully adjusts in just a few days. So I've been waking up really early and feeling amazing.
That's true.
And getting going with our day and like going to the beach early, and then the days feel really long. So it's kind of awesome.
Then you go to bed at like 8.
Yeah. I mean, I've pushed it to like 10 or 11, but I haven't stayed up past 11.
You start drinking yet?
Not yet. We're packing up to go to the beach. So we'll probably start drinking once we get there. But there's this whole, like, mudslide situation. Do they have all kinds of different problems here than we do? And there's a mudslide that messed up the road that takes you to the beach, so it only opens up for, like, certain windows of the day because they're doing construction on it. So if we want to go to the beach, we have to go at, like, 7:30. So that's what we're doing right now.
That sounds really, really rough, but... Oh, dang it. I was going to say. I just saw news about 80 people dying in a mudslide, but it appears it was in Japan, and I was...
Yeah, who cares?
I was prepared to tell Julie, I'm sorry you
Who cares about
beach.
That, right?
That's a different place than Hawaii.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
A little premature.
Although I'll bet you're closer to Japan than we are. But I'm not really sure.
You'll bet, huh?
Didn't they attack Hawaii at some point?
I think so, yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
And they would have just attacked here if we were closer.
Probably. So we went on this like sunset cruise yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Along the coastline. I threw up, but that's beside the point.
Over the side or just like in your hands or in a plant? Where did you throw up?
I threw up over the side. I felt like I did a really good job of like kind of finding a secret spot and being discreet, and nobody knew. And then I just kept going on with the sunset cruise.
Her years at Missouri trained her well.
Sure.
Yeah, you get good at this type of thing. But we did. We along the coastline, we saw the missile base for the military, and it was really creepy. Like just seeing that live in action and realizing that's a thing.
And isn't there like an island down there that they only use for basically target practice? I could be totally wrong about this, but I'm pretty sure there's an island somewhere, a smaller island, that people don't go to. It's just for military stuff.
Well, from this military base, I think they do practice off of the base that I saw, which is on, like, the coastline of Kauai last night. It was weird just thinking about it all.
I went to Kauai for my honeymoon many years ago.
I didn't know that.
We stayed in the same hotel where apparently Joey from Friends got married.
Oh, really?
Very close to around that time period. My wife was telling me. We would have $25 oatmeal in the morning. It was a very high-toned hotel. It was fun.
Oh, man.
But as I recall, what really stood out to me was that they have chickens walking everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And they said that's it was because exactly there was like right a hurricane here that had released that something chickens got. And then just so there's wild chickens. If you're at eating dinner, you know, on a patio at a restaurant, there'll just be a chicken walk by you.
Dude, there's chickens everywhere. And there's families of chickens. Like, we've seen so many tiny chickens. I found chicken eggs at the golf course the other day.
Like, you thought it was your ball?
No, I wasn't playing. We were just kind of sitting there having drinks, you know, like wives do.
Yeah, totally. Like women will. Yeah.
Totally just hen pecking.
Yeah, but there were some chicken eggs on the ground, like in a bush. And I almost called y'all because I was thinking, like, do we eat these eggs or are there baby chicks in these eggs? I have no idea.
No one does. No one knows. That's the thing about eggs. What's in them?
That's the thing.
Are you there with your kids?
No, my kids are not here. Absolutely not.
Okay. So there's lots of doing it. You say we, though. Like, are you with some other friends? And
so, yeah, there's four couples. And I'm currently in a car with three other hot ladies. We just got in the car right now so we can cross over to go to the beach.
Let's pass it around. Why not?
Yeah, are we all in bikinis? What are we wearing?
Come on.
Help with the visual. I'm just trying to help. We're on an audio medium.
This was not important.
I'm trying to help the
important
listener.
Yeah, well, let's see. Is anybody in a bikini?
I am.
Nope.
Are they in those?
We're half in bikinis.
Like the 1920s bathing
kinda
suit?
Kind of the whole mom bathing suit right era here, where you got the little skirt around it.
Does anyone have a bathing suit with a little skirt around it?
What?
They're all wasted.
Are you looking for like a cover-up? Like the thing you put over?
No. You ever see, like, it's kind of a, when your wife turns 45, you'll see it.
No, Dan, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know
about
what I'm talking about. Girls know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jake like doesn't know.
Tankini with the skirt where it's all one piece.
Ugh!
Yeah.
Ugh!
My friend Amy just said we're not that far gone. We're still trying a little bit.
Okay, good. Got to give it some effort.
Yes, yes. Oh, I have one other thing to tell y'all that I feel like I need to come clean with, and I'm not 100% sure that this happened or not. But it being Octopus Day, I was doing a little research about octopus here, which they call Hei'e. It has a special name, and it's very important into the Hawaii culture. But they also said that it's often in poke, and I've eaten poke all week long, and I'm really sure that I ate an octopus. No, I'm 100% telling the truth here, Jake. I feel really bad about it. I think I ate an octopus.
Well, that's why she threw up.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Your system rejected that.
I bet it did. You're exactly right.
Have you?
I don't know.
You can
I don't
order
know if I'll ever know.
Poke no Hei'e next time.
Okay. That's really good advice. Good advice.
Have you wowed your traveling mates with octopus facts?
Not quite yet, but I was trying to explain why I might have to be on the phone this morning. I was like, well, you know, it's octopus.
It's the eighth.
It's the eighth. I was, I recently visited Cleveland, I was hanging out with some of my buddies, and they were like, what has changed, you know, I haven't seen you in 2 years, and I was trying to think of something different, because I kind of have the same job and all that, and I go, oh, well,
yeah,
I'm really into octopus now.
I'm stuck on octopus.
And I started to tell them some stuff about it, and the first thing my buddy said, he goes, tentacle porn is a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, it is.
And a quick search would confirm, and it you wouldn't be happy with it, Julie.
Is it octopus porn?
That's Kirk Eichenwald.
Is it people that are, like, trying to pretend like they have tentacles?
More the latter.
Nah, there's a lot of places you could put the tentacle.
Oh, dear. The octopus tentacle?
Yeah.
But it's usually, isn't it a lot of times like a cartoon?
Yeah, lot of it is that. But then there's some of it that, you know, you just get a real octopus and just strap them as if, you know, the lady holding her hands over her boobs, but she's not wearing a top. Like, just the octopus is over that area instead of like a top.
I feel like we're losing the car a little bit here with this. The turn that we've taken.
I'm a little grossed out by that.
Yeah, well.
So they're wondering a lot.
So you're far.
They could learn a lot if they hung out with us
a
little more.
They're far enough gone to be grossed out by Dan mentioning tentacle porn, but not far enough gone to wear the little skirt bathing suit thing. So they're somewhere right there in the middle.
You figured it out. Yeah. Jake. We're all completely basic. Like, we're not quite at tankini, but we're not all the way into octopus porn.
Have you taught them the word chuggy? Because that's really what you are, right?
No. I don't, do y'all know what the... Is it chuggy, Jake?
Yeah, I think so.
Do y'all know what chuggy means?
Oh, yeah.
Are you chuggy? Are we chuggy?
I'm like 100% chuggy because I do have the white kitchen with the the quartz countertop.
Yep.
But then I also don't like several things like Harry Potter.
Okay, but let me ask. Let's just present this to the other three women in the car. Does anybody else forget every day to live, laugh, and love? But then they are reminded because they have a sign reminding them to do so.
See, that's where I do not. I am only 5% chuggy.
Okay. Okay.
I recently took down my sign.
Well, sounds like you got the car back.
The culture got to
it. Amy just recently took down her sign, so she's no longer chuggy.
Good.
Well, Julie and Hot Friends, a pleasure talking to you today.
I was going
to
say intelligent or... No, I wasn't. I'm kidding.
All of the things. They are hot and beautiful and intelligent, and we're all going to heavily celebrate Octopus Day today in Hawaii.
Without eating it. That's right.
Yeah, I'm not going
to. I will eat it, but I will not have sex with it.
Whoa. There you go.
All right.
Rule to live by.
That's kind of my motto as well.
No way.
All right. All right, girls, females that we respect.
Sure. Yep.
It's great. God, it sounds like the best time ever. And they're in Hawaii.
6:30 in the morning.
I know, it's 6:30 in the morning. What?
It's actually 7:30, but it's okay.
Oh, is it? Okay, I thought it was
It's 7:30 in the morning, and we're having a good time. We have to celebrate Octopus Day to the fullest.
That's right. All right.
That's right.
Well, great Thanks talking to you. Goodbye, everyone, and I don't know. We'll see you. Happy Octopus Day.
Happy Octopus Day.
See Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Julie Dobbs.
How can we follow that up?
What I have here on the run sheet, it says someone needs to be ripped next. So let's just see.